Hello dear listeners and welcome to today's TSF1 Greece podcast with Alex Panos and Mac Dimitris. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Not really excited. So Mac Dimitris is like a stupid inside joke that I just came up with because he supports McLaren. So, gentlemen, Brazil, we are on the final straight, almost. Followed by Las Vegas, and then we go to Abu Dhabi. But first of all, Panos, do you want to start with the whole one free practice, five qualifying, sprint race, main race, sub race, exactly. Etc.
So, Friday morning we have free practice one, the only free practice session, as Alex already said. In first place we have Carlos Sainz, second place Leclerc, and third George Russell. After that we move on to qualifying for the Sunday race. We have in 16th out of Q2, yes, Yuki Tsunoda, Daniel Ricciardo, Valtteri Bottas, Logan Sargeant, and Zhou Guan Yu. Moving on to Q2, out of Q3, we have in 11th Nico Hülkenberg, Esteban Ocon, Pierre Gasly, Kevin Magnussen, and Alexander Albon. Our top 10 for the Sunday race are Max Verstappen in pole position once again, Charles Leclerc in second, Lance Stroll in third, Fernando Alonso, Lewis Hamilton, George Russell, Lando Norris, Carlos Sainz, Sergio Perez, and Oscar Piastri, who didn't finish a lap in Q3. Moving on to sprint shootout. In 16th out of SQ2, we have Esteban Ocon, Lance Stroll, Zhou Guan Yu, Alexander Albon, and Logan Sargeant. Moving on to SQ2 out of SQ3. In 11th, Kevin Magnussen, Nico Hülkenberg, Pierre Gasly, Valtteri Bottas, and Fernando Alonso. And in SQ3, our top 10 are our poleman, Lando Norris, Max Verstappen, Sergio Perez, George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, Yuki Tsunoda, Charles Leclerc, Daniel Ricciardo, Carlos Sainz, and Oscar Piastri. Moving on to our sprint race on Saturday.
Are you not sure if it was a race or not?
It's called sprint nowadays. So yeah, it's a bit odd to call it just sprint. So yeah. As always, Max Verstappen won. Wow. Followed by Lando Norris and Sergio Perez. We didn't have much going on. It's Brazil, it's a fast track, technical track, but with fast corners. Two DRS zones.
A long straight.
Curvy straight, but it's a straight eventually. So, yeah. Not much to discuss.
So basically, we should
move on to the race. So before the race, though, we have our penalties for the starting grid. Russell, Ocon, and Gasly penalized two grid places for driving unnecessarily slow and failing to follow race director's instruction during qualifying, meaning that drivers have to check on their mirrors while being on their cool out lap, so they don't mess up any drivers coming up fast on their fast lap behind.
So that's why stay out the way.
Exactly. Move. It for practice and sprint and quality and sprint race.
Good. So let's kick off our lap by lap breakdown. So we began with a grid full of potential, but as the race started, it was Verstappen who right away shooted ahead. In an amazing twist, Norris followed him in second place after an amazing start. The race, of course, quickly took a dramatic turn with Albon and Magnussen crashing with each other and bringing out courtesy of Hulkenberg, of course, and bringing out the red flag that lasted for approximately half an hour, I think. Mm-hmm. So the initial laps concluded with Verstappen firmly in first place, Norris in pursuit, and Alonso making his presence felt in third. And we will come back to Alonso.
So, Verstappen maintained his stronghold at the front with Norris shadowing him and setting a blistering pace. The scene on the track was intense, particularly with Perez navigating through the field to snag the fifth spot. Hamilton leading a DRS train pitted on lap 19 to address a tire issue, marking the start of an intriguing pit stop sequence that would significantly impact race strategies.
So after lap 20, we saw critical pit stops actions reshaping the standings. Perez returned to the track behind Hamilton post-pit showed the cutthroat nature of race tactics. Sainz was hot on the heels of the top 4 until Stroll pitted on lap 24, creating a window of opportunity. Verstappen and Norris continued their dominance after the pit stops, returning to the tarmac, still in command of the two spots, setting us up for a gripping second half of the race.
Okay, then, thank you very much, Mark Dimitris. And as we approach the midway point, I mean, it's stupid, I have to come up with something better. Verstappen was the epitome of racing excellence, with Norris unrelenting in second. The Ferrari of Sainz cut through the field with precision, passing Russell and hunting down Hamilton. Too bad Dimitris is no longer supporting Mercedes. You see, mm-hmm. He's gone and we are flying past them. That's what we get, that's where we are. The determined Tsunoda clawed his way back, of course, into the 10th position, providing his resilience. As we hit it lap 40, the chess game of the tire strategy and pit timing was in full swing, of course, a testament to the tactical nous required in the sport.
Continuing the saga, the spotlight was on the Mercedes duo, who seemed to grapple with pace and strategy. By lap 50, the tides had turned, with Gasly overtaking a struggling Russell. In the third place tussle, Alonso and Perez were engaged in a battle of wits and speed, with the latter hounding the foreman but unable to secure a pass as they matched each other lap by lap.
In this decisive moment, Sainz pit from fourth was a crucial move, and the battle for third remained fiercely contested. Verstappen's masterclass continued with a seamless second pit, with Norris keeping pace. Yet the most captivating duel was between Alonso and Perez. They fought wheel to wheel, hinting a climatic battle unfolding as the laps wound down.
So at this point, I just wanna make a comment. Like, everyone who watched the race, what an amazing defense game by Alonso. Like, Norris was and was not the driver of the day. I mean, I voted for Alonso because what he's done, and I mean, Perez made the overtake, and yet he managed for 53 thousandths of a second to win. I mean, that's amazing.
I think that these are the kind of races we want to see in 2024, to be honest. If anyone from Formula One is listening to this podcast, more of those.
Nobody, anyway.
But yeah, it was an interesting end to this race. It was the cherry on the top.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a great race. Mm-hmm. It had
interesting battles, race, yes. Technical.
I mean, you were not bored like searching on Netflix on another TV on what to watch or watching it, you know, on your phone and streaming something else on the TV. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. So, Mr. McDimitris, any further comments?
No.
No, he's satisfied.
McLaren did great. I'm happy. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm the Dimitris and I'm happy. We got second place.
While Tifosi were crying before the race even began.
I mean, come on. It's a Ferrari. It happens that it breaks down. right? Shut up, McLaren boy. Keep it for after the podcast. So, at this point, I would like to say that the next race, the second to last race, will be in 2 weeks, taking place between November the 17th and 19th. We go to Las Vegas, a new track. I mean, I'm curious to see what will happen there. How about you? I think I don't want to say like something up ahead. I think I will stick to seeing what will happen first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put exactly. it this way. Good. And then, of course, 1 week later, we will have Abu Dhabi, the infamous one. So.
No, Michael, no. Oh, okay.
Okay, no, he's no longer supporting Mercedes, so that...
I don't care.
That's the problem, he doesn't give a crap anymore.
I don't care.
Okay. He doesn't.
So, I guess this is all from us. I am trying to keep this zoo in order because they're getting out of control. So, thank you very much for listening to us today. We look forward to seeing you again in around 2 weeks for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. Till then, have a good one. Bye.